This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Coming up, the latest on the plight of New Jersey weed man, who is not only facing 11 criminal indictments recently in Trenton, New Jersey, but also the stealing of the weedmobile and its ultimate destruction. It's a tragic, sad story that we will share with you when we get the chance. Also, we're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. We've talked a lot about Amish folk here tonight. There's a new pack that's trying to convince Amish people to actually come out and vote for Donald Trump. So you can talk about any of those things here. But we've got Parker on the line in Washington State, and you're on via Skype. Now, Parker, you're calling in to say something about your mother, but we haven't gotten to that part of the story yet. You were talking about the word violence, and you claimed on a previous show that, Mark, I don't believe you were on. So I think Daryl and I might have been on the previous show in question.
I think Daryl... That's me.
Yeah, you had claimed that the word violence was from the root violate, and Mark said the very same thing without having heard you say that, so it sounded like you both agreed on that. My argument was it doesn't matter what the root word is, it matters what the definition of it is today. But further, Daryl, you found some more enlightening information.
So yeah, so according to the Etymology Dictionary, the word violence, which means physical force used to inflict injury or damage, is from the old French word violence, from the Latin violentia, which is from the Latin violentus, which means vehement or forceful. The word violation is from a completely different Latin word, violare, and the word violate, which means to break, specifically to break an oath, is from the Latin violatus. Again, a completely different word than violentus.
So therefore, the word violence is not from the root violate. It's from a, what was the original for that one? The etymology on violence?
Violence is from violentus,
violentus,
which might possibly be a form of violare, from which violation comes from. But
it doesn't
again,
seem to have the same definition, though.
Right. Okay. They're not the same definition, and they're definitely not from the same, like the most recent word that they came from, definitely not the same.
Okay. I stand corrected.
So there you go. Parker, what was the rest of your story?
Okay, so I also stand corrected. Basically, I tried showing my mom this this video by Mark Passio the other day. And
I'm not familiar with the video, so what's the thrust of the video? Is he talking about this whole violence force thing, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, and I sent it to you on Facebook, so you can check it out. And
I saw
if
it.
You
Ian
want
doesn't
to,
check the Facebook messages. He's got enough things to do during the day.
All right, well, I mean, if you want to try and screen it, because, like, there's only one word that you can't say on the radio as dictated by the Fascist Communications Commission.
So I found this video on YouTube. It's almost 12 minutes long. That's definitely way too long to play.
I mean, if all he's going to do is talk about what we just talked about, then there's really no point, because we've just pointed out that, if what you were saying was that violence has the root word of violate, then, well, that's wrong.
I think it's worth creating a distinction between what is violence and what is defensive force, right?
No, what is aggressive force versus violence?
You can use the term aggressive force. I prefer not to use the term force when I'm talking about aggression.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, what is violence versus what is defensive force? And I throw the term defensive in there in order to make a distinction for people.
But violence can be used defensively. That's the point that I was trying to make.
I hear your point, but why? I don't care.
So why were you sharing this with your mother?
You don't get to decide what my word choice is.
The thing is that I was trying to kind of get her to understand that when you when someone violates someone's rights, they are in essence or in some way, though the dictionary definition may not agree with me on this, a person is violating someone's rights if they are using violence. Or at least if you are initiating violence upon a nonviolent person, then you may be violating that person's rights.
Yeah, I think everybody agrees, at least on this show, agrees that if you're initiating violence, you are absolutely violating someone's rights. So that's what you're trying to explain to your mother?
Yeah, and for whatever reason, like I asked her, if someone believes that it is okay to violate someone's rights, are they not an advocate? Are they not an advocate, or are they not advocating violence?
Yeah, I would say that they are.
And I would say that they are. But she, for whatever reason, says, no, it's okay to believe that you can violate someone's rights and not be an advocate for violence. It's like, how is that possible?
I guess it depends on how you're violating their rights. I bet we can think, well, okay, so for instance, your rights don't necessarily all apply on private property. So, you know, if I don't want you yelling the F word here on the radio, it's not a it's not really.
Well, you really have three rights.
Yeah.
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
Okay.
And all other, you know, quote unquote, rights or derivations of those.
All right.
So you can pursue happiness through speaking. Certainly, you know, that would be recognized in what we call the freedom of speech. It does not mean that anyone is obligated to provide you a platform from which to speak.
Or right. Vocal cords. What if you're born without them?
So hanging up on somebody or dropping the phone call of somebody who says the F word on the air isn't using violence on the person.
Right, you're not violating their rights. They're free to say the F word wherever they happen to be.
And conversely, violating my rights by saying the F word. Even though I, you know, have a pursuit of happiness here, I want to have a happy radio show where my program directors are happy and they're not getting threats from the FCC over saying certain things on the air. So I guess you could argue that violence isn't necessary to violate someone's rights, but I think in most cases, and we're talking about the government doing it, they certainly do use violence fairly frequently.
Right. And the Liberty Radio Network and Free Talk Live is, in essence, your property. And you, as the property owner, set the rules.
Well, I don't actually own anything. I'm just the administrator of this program, which is one of the, I guess, properties of the church, the Shire Free Church.
Okay, the point is that if I violate the rules of this particular entity or the property, then I will be removed from the call.
That's right.
That seems fair. And I asked my mom a few of these questions, which are, would it be all right if I stole your assets or if I stole your money? And she said no.
Certainly not. Yeah.
And then I asked, would it matter whether the theft was by force or by fraud? She obviously said no. Then I asked, would you care what I did with the money? She said no. Then I asked, what if I gave the money away? Would that make it okay? Again, she said no. And then here's where it kind of,
what if I had a flag?
I then asked, suppose I gave half the money to a lot of poor people and they liked it and they wanted more. Would that make the theft okay with you? And she said yes.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. Well, I would
ask her why she doesn't go ahead and give half of her money to poor people, because they would like it.
Well, I would say that you know, if you're trying to convert your mother into libertarianism, she's probably a bad prospect and you should give up.
Oftentimes, parents, it takes a very special person to be able to convert their parents. Yeah. And I would say that even Ian and I would not be quite that special.
Yeah, I can't do it. Hey, thanks, Parker, for the story tonight.
Take special parents, too.
Thank you, Parker. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. It's hard to convince the people who are closest to you to change their minds about something.
About anything.
Yeah.
Speaking of violence, though, there was an interesting post in the Quakers Facebook thing page about a guy who got like beat up on the bus, and he was sort of upset with himself for defending himself. And I
because he was a Quaker and should be a pacifist.
Yeah, and I used that force versus violence argument on him before I learned out the truth. But it certainly most people in the most Quakers
agree. He saw it. 855-450-FREE.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-721-9369. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-721-9369. That's 1-800-721-9369. 1-800-721-9369.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? ProtoVite can. ProtoVite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, ProtoVite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Let's go back to the phones, to the fun. But first, I want to let you know about our on-demand listen line. We're actually just going through some of the messages that we've been left over the last few days off the air. I actually haven't listened to them yet. There's like 10 of them, so I've got quite a few. Anyway, you can call up 641-793-9660, though keep in mind, shorter is better. The fewer minutes, the more likely we'll want to play it on the air. So if you go over to...
The more likely we are to listen to it.
That's
in
true
its
as well.
Entirety,
if it's too long,
too.
I'm not going to listen to it. If it's, 2 minutes, that's not so bad. If it's longer than 2 minutes, you better be really interesting. So keep that in mind as you're leaving your message.
If it's longer than a minute and a half, I'm not even listening.
Shorter is sweeter, that's for sure. So you can call up and leave a voicemail for us at 641-793-9660. And it's an audio on-demand listen line. So the voicemail is just an option here. The main push is to get you to listen to whatever you want without having to use the data on your smartphone. So if you've got unlimited long distance, this call costs you nothing. It's 641-793-9660. You can listen to LRN.FM live, and you can listen to nearly a dozen shows from LRN that are there completely free, available to you on demand. And when you're listening, if you decide you want to leave us some feedback, you hit zero, and then you leave a message, and that's delivered into our inbox. So the number is 641-793-9660. Punch that into your phone and save it. So anytime you want to listen to Free Talk Live, the latest episode, anytime you want, 24/7, it's there for you. And again, the number is 641-793-9660. Let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire, listening online. Hey, Dave.
So, a long-time New Hampshire resident has been watching what us NH Exit folks have been doing, and I guess decided he likes it. So, he's going to throw a party for us on September 3rd. That becomes the next NH Exit event. His name is Chris Gronsky, and he was actually at the very first Free Stater event I ever attended in New Hampshire when I first arrived back in 2004.
Yeah, I remember him. We've had him on Free Talk Live from a couple of the Free State Project events that we attended over the years. He had always been somebody who was interested in the kind of the states' rights side of things, and so I'm not surprised that he's getting behind secession now because, well, secession makes more sense now than it ever has.
Yeah. This is going to be in the Lakes region, and I've put the details up about the event at nhexit.com.
Great. Well, I think that NHExit is an exciting thing, and hopefully we're going to see more from it over time with more activities being public. And, you know, it sounds like you're just talking about a party, but the NHExit has done some stuff that involves, you know, actually, you know, standing and holding signs and doing outreach to folks. And so I certainly like seeing more of that, of connecting with the community and informing them about, you know, the ideas of New Hampshire being an independent place. And, you know, hopefully we're going to see more of that over time. Dave, was there more you wanted to share tonight?
Well, I've also started looking into, there is an idea that Chandler Gable had, and I think I've been listening to a lot of independence-related lectures and audio and stuff. One of those was the lecture that he gave at your Keenvention a year or two ago. Or at least
right, he was one of the panelists on the secession panel. At Keenvention.
He has an idea that he calls healing federal hurts. Like the idea is like forming a Red Cross style charity that sweeps into disaster areas, but the disaster that they're reacting to is the federal government. I thought that was a pretty good idea. I heard a different something else on Free Talk Live recently that there's apparently the feds are maybe going to look to try and take some land in western New Hampshire. So kind of looking into that, there's a lady who's fighting back, and I want to know more. There has been hardly any press coverage about it. And
yeah, I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, I just Conan Saladay knows a little bit about it, and he sent me.
Actually, it's Chris who's the other Thursday co-host, he knows a little bit about it because he's a selectman in one of the towns that might be affected. And it's actually something that would affect not just western New Hampshire, but also parts of Vermont, parts of Connecticut, parts of Massachusetts. Because
is this that pipeline thing, or is it something else?
No, it's some like salamander or it's some type of mollusk thing. But there's something in the river, and that creek goes to somewhere else.
Have to take it?
The feds are saying, we can take all of this. But there's a law in New Hampshire that says the feds cannot take more than 2% of a municipality without approval of the legislature.
Interesting. Well, it sounds like this one's going to be very interesting to watch, Dave. Thanks for paying attention and keep us in the loop. That's Dave from RidleyReport.com. Dave Ridley, great liberty activist from up this way. So, Daryl, we started the show out tonight with a news story that you'd brought in about the Ninth Circuit Court.
Yes.
Three-judge panel unanimously voting to basically tell the federal government, hey, you're going about this medical marijuana thing incorrectly.
Right. And specifically, what they said was you're violating federal law because Section 542 of the Omnibus Spending Bill passed last year, and also a very similar worded provision the year before, says that the Department of Justice cannot use funds, quote, to prevent states from implementing their own state laws that authorize the use, distribution, possession, or cultivation of medical marijuana. The Ninth Circuit Court agreed with the defendant's interpretation that the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment, both legislators, by the way, from California, said that although it was not a model of clarity, it does cover criminal prosecutions of people who engage in those activities, as well as lawsuits aimed at overting or neutralizing medical marijuana laws. The ruling says, in part, the DOJ argues that Section 542 does not prevent the medical marijuana states from giving practical effect to the medical marijuana laws by prosecuting private individuals rather than taking legal action against the states. The court is not persuaded. DOJ, without taking legal action against the medical marijuana states, prevents them from implementing their laws that authorize the use, distribution, possession, or cultivation by prosecuting individuals for use, distribution, possession, or cultivation of medical marijuana that is authorized by state law. They say by officially permitting certain conduct, state law provides for non-prosecution of individuals who engage in such conduct.
So growing marijuana, selling marijuana, doing those things normally would be illegal, but if you're doing it with state permission, if you're state licensed to be a medical marijuana facility or a grower or whatever distributor, then you are exempted from prosecution under the normal criminal statutes. That's what they're saying here.
They say, we therefore conclude that at a minimum, Section 542 prohibits the DOJ from spending funds from relevant appropriation acts for the prosecution of individuals who engage in conduct permitted by state medical marijuana laws and who fully comply with such laws.
So they can't spend any money to prosecute these people.
Right.
Is this a win?
It sounds like a win.
Partially, there's more.
There's more. All right, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. California definitely has it better than old New Jersey weed man out in New Jersey, and we'll give you the latest on his situation. Coming up, 855-450-FREE, and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICONF Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio with you, it's Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
And Liberland, the European micronation, has recently had recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators. What is Liberland? Well, it is going to be, hopefully, a very free place in between Croatia and Serbia. It's about a 3-square-mile plot of swamp. And there's some
island.
Libertarian folks who went there and sunk their flag in, so to speak. Of course, the Croatian government's been trying to stop them from doing that by having arrested a bunch of them. They've actually had some success in court. And now this, again, recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators, plus the Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay making a case for statehood for Liberland. Roger Ver, the owner of Bitcoin.com, has stated his financial support for Liberland. And it has been said that the base of the Liberland economy is going to be Bitcoin. Plus, their website has had more than 100,000 people requesting citizenship. But Liberland's a small place, so to qualify for that citizenship, you've got to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So to learn more about Liberland, visit their website, liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, liberland.org.
And And also check out their Facebook page, because they do have some events happening in the U.S. in the next coming week or so. They've got an event in New York City this Friday and something in the Chicago area next Wednesday.
Excellent. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Actually, we'll go to Skype, where Brendan is on the line calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brendan.
Hi.
Hey there.
How's it going, Ian?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I have a lot of people in my life that vote according to basically a one issue, and several of them are voting for, like, Democrats because they are pro-union.
Okay.
That's the one reason that they vote for Democrats is pro-unionism. So is there any kind of libertarian pro-union argument? Personally,
sure.
I think there is, because as long as they're not passing laws or lobbying for laws that affect other workers, you can have a united worker front against
sure.
employer discrimination.
Yeah, absolutely. So if we all four work at a place and we decide that something about that place is not right and we want to get together and we want to address that with the boss, and the boss for whatever reason doesn't agree with us, and we say, look, this is really important to us and we're willing to, you know, do this, that, or the other, go on strike or, you know, quit work or whatever it is that we're going to do in order to see this one thing changed. The people who did that back in, you know, the 1800s, we have a lot to thank those people for. They did some amazing work. Basically, where unions go off the rails is where they, you know, force their labor upon people through the government and force the rules using the government and those sorts of things. So, yeah.
Right. If, like a majority of the workers say, we want a union, then everybody else is then forced to join the union in a lot of cases or leave the job. And then nowadays, the vast majority of union members are actually government employees.
Yes. I can't remember what the number is, but it is
I think it's like 60-65%.
Yeah, it might even be higher than that.
Okay, well, that's all true, but those aren't really great points, or at least not the last couple, for someone who supports unions. I mean, you want to talk about ways that, and I don't know what they are offhand, but I'm sure there are laws that, you know, benefit the corporation or benefit the owner versus unions. We know there are plenty of them that benefit the union versus the owner, but you know, the government in the libertarian vision would not be involved at all in this conflict. The government would not take sides.
Right.
So I guess I would have to know what ways, I'm not familiar enough because I've never been in a union or, you know, real close to that, but what ways does the government favor the owners of the companies and the companies over unions, in which case you could say
that varies from state to state. So there are some states where they have what is called closed shop, meaning that if a majority of the people vote to form a union, and they can do this either through secret ballot or through a process they call card check, to where some union thug comes on and basically bullies people into signing a petition.
Mm-hmm.
If a majority of the people, you know, in one of those two ways say, yes, we want a union, then that forces everybody else to join the union, or you are out on the street. You have to quit the job if you don't join the union.
And you're the only person in the room that's been a union, right?
I've actually never joined a union,
okay.
But that's
thankfully.
Not, but if you're talking to someone who supports unions, making that point, I don't know if that's going to be persuasive to them.
I'm trying to be honest about what unions are.
Right. No, I understand that, and that's true. And I'm glad you're making that point, but what our caller was asking for was points that he could make to someone who supports unions as to why they should support a libertarian.
Right, and I would have to do more research to be able to come up, because, you know, like back in high school 20-odd years ago, I was on the debate team, to where, given time, I could formulate an argument for a position that I don't believe. I can't do that on the spot.
Yeah, the difficulty I have when it comes to unions is that a worker can decide every moment of the day and every day of the year whether or not they want to go to work the next day for whatever reason. I can decide if I'm a worker that I don't want to go to work because my boss is a woman or black or whatever reprehensible, stupid reason I want to come up with. But an employer can't make those same decisions. And that is an obviously unfair situation. Now, people will say, well, the employers, if they have enough money and that sort of thing, that they, you know, it creates an imbalance or whatever it is. But ultimately, you have a monopoly on your own labor. Go ahead, Brandon.
So, okay. I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I don't. I mean, I can't find anything real quick as far as
I got it.
What it is, you know, what laws, if any, benefit the corporation or the owner of a business over the union, if there are such things, and I don't know if there are, then you know, the libertarians in theory would be against those laws, but I don't know, you know, what those things are.
So, my argument against. My argument against being, like, people say that you shouldn't be forced to join a union, and I actually have an argument against that, is, this is what I get from other people, is why should you get the benefits of all these other people that are in the union if you're not in it, and you still work for the same employer?
Well, I would say that if you might be able to make that argument if I got hired afterwards, but if I'm in a shop and the shop turns while I'm in it, why should I be forced to join your club and pay into your organization? It's one thing if you go in knowing it. It's another thing entirely if the shop changes around you. My father-in-law is in a union, Pipefitters, out of Chicago, and he... you know, they actually work for the union. The union's their employer, and then the people hire from the union. They're basically trade unionists. The original sort of use of the term.
I had an aunt that used to work at a grocery store where technically there was a union, but because it was Alabama, people had the choice whether to join the union or not, and nobody had actually joined the union, so there was a union in name only. But nobody wound up paying dues to it because nobody joined the union because it did not do anything for anyone.
Brandon, good luck with this one. This was going to be a tough call, I think. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When I did a quick search to try to find laws that hurt unions, it's all about right to work, which is really just, my understanding of right to work laws means that you have the right to not go along with a unionization.
Correct.
If you are in a shop that... where people are voting to unionize. So I can't say I'd be against a right-to-work law because that just sort of upholds the rights of the individual.
In many cases, depending on how they're written.
Yeah, there's probably some poorly written ones out there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But if you know of some laws that actually benefit unions, and we'll come back.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect, and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours.
Say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
So I did some searching, and apparently there is a libertarian case for organized labor.
Okay.
And there's a fairly lengthy article from Reason I will put on the Facebook page. But right. The argument came about from Herbert Spencer, who lived from 1820 to 1903. And the argument came up because in England, where he was living, there were laws that prevented people from leaving their town in search of better employment.
Serfdom.
So basically, there were, you know, like serfdom, feudalism sorts of laws. And then even after those were repealed, there were then land encroachments, government-backed banking cartels, tariffs, and other sorts of things that still hindered and hampered people to be able to either find work or start their own sorts of business. So under that situation, there is the argument for workers coming together to organize, but again, I would
oppose this. There's nothing anti-libertarian about coming together to organize.
Right.
The thing is that
what's,
you know,
anti-libertarian is when you then force three of us decided, so the other two of you have to join us.
Or when the government takes the side of one side over the other.
Yes.
And it probably takes the side of the unions more than it does the owners.
Of course.
Which is why I was saying it would be hard to find examples of times where the government did take the side of the owners. But if you could find those examples, then those would be the things you could tell the union people. people is, hey, we don't think that the government should take any sides on this. Now, whether that would persuade them to be libertarian or not, because they're used to the government taking their side, I don't know.
And a lot of times in practice, unionization is not labor versus management. It's labor versus labor. So if somebody decides, we're going on strike because you're not giving us this $2 an hour raise, the union will then prevent anyone else from going in to work for a lower wage that they rejected.
That doesn't happen that much anymore. That actually the union stopped people from going in. I mean, you know, Ian and I have crossed picket lines in the past. Yeah, remember when the whole hotel that had the stuffed rat out front?
Okay, normally when you say cross picket line, it means you're going to work.
Yes.
When people, if you're a scab or whatever.
Yeah, you and I haven't worked at any place that I know of that was union. But right. But we
what you're referring to was in New York City. There was a bed bug thing or something like that.
They were claiming
a rat.
The union that worked at the hotel was mad at the hotel.
Right. So they had their people out front with an inflatable rat.
Yeah.
And were claiming that the hotel had bed bugs.
That was the claim.
Because of some union conflict. So, yeah.
Nice folks. I'd really want them back to work.
Yeah, I've seen numerous sorts of things in various places that I've lived where they actually were preventing, you know, through this sort of human shield sort of thing, preventing people from going into the building through, like,
even
the employee entrance.
Preventing customers from going.
No, preventing, you know, like, there's the employee entrance bunch of places. So, you know, like, they were preventing people from going in the employee parking lot. Things along those lines to go do work for an amount of money that was less than what they were willing to work for.
Yeah, the times we've had interactions with union people have not been pleasant, especially the hotel people. Those are the only times I've really interacted with union people because I had to. You know, there was some sort of, like, we were on a remote, for instance. I remember San Diego was the first time, or San Jose, I guess it was the first time when we were at a Bitcoin convention, and these union guys wanted us to move, and we couldn't unplug the power cord or something like that. They had to do it, or else, and I don't remember all the details, but it was just ridiculous. There was all these stupid rules that was like, this is something we're in charge of. We're the union here. We've got a contract, and, you know, you can't even do X, Y, or Z. We have to do all of these things that you could do just fine on your own.
And you have done. I mean, like, you set up our remote equipment and have set up our remote equipment at every remote that we've ever been at until we went to this this union job in 2013. And it's like, you want to do what?
Oh, right. And they were like shutting off the power to the whole place or something like that. And we're like, hey, we're trying to broadcast here. Like, well, 9 o'clock, we are union rules, you know.
Yeah.
We got to unplug your wire now because we're the only people in this city that know how to use electricity.
Right. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. David is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey, evening all. You know, I wanted to warn you about a skulker in your neck of the woods. And
a skulker?
He's one of those dangerous skulkers that'll cost you a lot of money. Out here, if you get online and you just dial in 100-year-old woman evicted, you're almost guaranteed to come to San Francisco. And the guy that's skulking is camping in your neck of the woods.
What is skulking?
He evicted a 100-year-old woman. And so rather than be anywhere near where the press can find him, he's hiding in the woods out there in New Hampshire. So, you know, I consider him a lowlife, you know, and his name's Stephen Owens. And if you just look up 100-year-old woman, you'll find out the name of the landlord. There's a woman that also owns it. But
a judge has granted an order during a Wednesday court hearing, the story from FoxNews.com, published within the last week. Court hearing to evict a 100-year-old woman from her San Francisco apartment. As a result, Iris Canada may be forced out of her unit as early as next week. About a dozen protesters have rallied for the woman on the brink of eviction. For me, it's always unjust to evict a 100-year-old. I mean, can you imagine? That's like evicting your grandmother, said Tommy Mecca, director of counseling programs for the Housing Rights Committee. Canada has lived in a unit in her building on Page Street for more than 40 years. The judge granted an order to have her removed. You know, she apparently grew up there. Her husband lived with her, and now she's trying to stay there in peace. Quote, for the past 2 months, my clients, the owners, have been trying everything in their power to try to avoid Iris Canada from being evicted from the house where she lives, says the plaintiff's attorney. Canada, let's see here. Chernev represents Carolyn Radish and Stephen Owens, who bought the six-unit building in 2002. They renovated five units and sold them as tenancies in common. Canada was 86 at the time. She wasn't evicted, but was given a life estate, which meant she owned the unit, paying $700 per month until her death. Then the property would go back to the owners. Chernev said the only thing we're asking in consideration is that she sign the condo conversion paperwork. But Canada's attorney says if she were to sign those papers, that would give away her first right of refusal. Zaragoza added the 100-year-old's family was interested in helping her buy the unit. They've been helping her along as is, and that family has lived on the block since, I think, around the end of World War II. There's more to the story, apparently, but I don't know.
He's a skulker, and the thing is...
What does that mean, though, a skulker?
Well, he's
normally
he's
skulking
like
about
pirate.
Is like...
Huh? A sleazy pirate. In other words, you read...
Do you know this guy?
No. I'm just familiar. I was at one of the protests the other day, because this is so sleazy. Now, what he's not saying, and it says it in that article, didn't it say he went to No Limit to try to evict her?
That went to No Limit to try to help her is what the original claim was.
No, in the article it says he went to all limits to try to get her out of there. And so that meant that he ran up what he declared was $164,000 in legal fees. Now, if you think about $700 a month, how many months, if I remember right, it was like 17 years, it would take at $700 a month to equal $164,000. And he's doing that to a 100-year-old woman.
The article says that, according to the plaintiff's attorney, he says, my clients have been trying everything in their power to try to avoid her being evicted. And you're saying that he's doing everything he can to get her evicted. Those are conflicting statements.
Well, now, is she not paying the $700? I mean, that's what I'm not. It's not real clear.
Paid all that, fine. But you look for more articles, because there's one talking about that the eviction went through. And it was based on the idea that the guy was claiming that if she would pay the legal fees, then she could stay. But the legal fees were 17 years worth of rent in advance.
I'm confused. I mean, there's just not enough information for me to really process what exactly has gone on here.
I guess the age. One of the things that bothers me here is using age and gender as an issue, right?
Yeah.
So this woman's age and gender should be irrelevant in the case. Now, I don't know who's right and who's wrong, but shouldn't we be defending a 30-year-old dude who's in the same situation?
Thanks, David, for your.
Well, they're using this 100-year-old woman.
Right. If she were 30-year-old, why would that make a difference?
Is what makes this news, and that's what bothers me about it, is it's pulling on heartstrings when we should be using our heads to solve the problem.
Yeah, which I don't have enough information. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I just don't have enough information at this point to, say one way or the other what should happen here. But if all these people are so concerned for the lady, why don't they just pool the money and get her a new place? Help her move out. Problem solved. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.